The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
To heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
I got hairy legs, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
And thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the place where money meets politics. And for those of you that tune in each and every week, we have a ton of fun with the show, as you know, but we do manage money for a living, and we're going to be all over the board today. Yesterday, we were able to fill in for the great Sandy Beach on News Radio 930 WBEN in the Buffalo market, and we were talking about the hypocrisy of the left, and I'm sure we'll end up going in that way again. We've got a bunch of videos. Got a bunch of videos lined up from some doctors, one of them Dr. Erickson, which we were fortunate enough to have on this show, talking about how ridiculous this is. These are frontline COVID doctors, and we'll play some of the video clips. I just think it's really, really important that we get that message out there. You know, it's amazing to me. These people say, I don't know why this, I hear this from Democrats. I don't know why this is a political thing. Well, you're making it a political thing. You know why? Because you're not allowing businesses to open. That's sort of important, right? I mean, it's important to the functionality of what we do as a society. It's important to have money so we can feed our families and pay our mortgage. It's important to save the very things that we've created and built up for decades. And, of course, our government leaders have given themselves raises throughout the crisis. Yep. And yet said, you stay home. And we're going to actually talk to a local restaurant in the Western New York area later in the show about what they went through. Government officials actually going in and grabbing some of their video camera from their restaurant. Really amazing. So we'll talk about it through here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And, of course, we'll mix in some money. You know, John Thur we had on yesterday talking about the volatility in the stock market and the dichotomy between an economy that's just a mess. I mean, you saw a record decline in GDP this last week as the numbers come in, and yet you see the stock market not too far off from its all-time highs. Now, part of that may be the fact that, you know, the COVID numbers are not even anywhere close what they said they were going to be. Right, all these models, these forecasting models, were 96% off. Now, I know some of you are saying, look, we listened to you, Mike and Glenn, from the beginning, and you predicted this. And the answer is right. Yes, that's exactly what we predicted would happen. And then unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, that is what happened, right? They were wrong. You know, we have an office down in two offices down in South Florida, and we always measure the hurricane season by the opposite of what the forecasters are going to say. Honest to God, we've been there down a decade now, right, Glenn? And every year when they say, this should be a bad one, we go, okay, that's good. Don't worry about it. But if they say, look, I think we're going to have a mild season, that's when you got to worry. Yep. So
let me just say that, just not to minimize, I mean, there's a lot of people that have passed away, sadly, from COVID or as a result of something. But the response to it, you know, what we have done to our, you know, citizens and the absolute hypocrisy and just lack of common sense. And just to, you know, just a couple to read, you know, this was a couple tweets that I found online. My 89-year-old neighbor was prohibited from visiting her 91-year-old husband as he died in the hospital. She couldn't have a funeral service or a gathering at home to memorialize her husband of 63 years. They're on day six, or now eight, or whatever it is, of the John Lewis funeral. Yep. Okay,
yep.
I want you to think about that.
All in a room, by the way, all gathered together, right?
That's right.
You know, enjoying the company of one another, and making sure their souls are healed. But yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Well, they're all wearing masks. They're all wearing masks up there, so it's okay. If everyone would just wear a mask, it would be okay. Look, there are plenty of families that said, we'll do anything. We'll wear a mask. I'll wear a hazmat suit.
Yep.
Let me. We took calls yesterday, literally that brought a tear to my eye. I mean, how sad is this, right? A woman having to fight to get in to see her husband.
Yeah.
A daughter having to fight to get in to see her father. Having to say goodbye in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because of arbitrary rules, and they are arbitrary, folks. They can all get together at a funeral, but you can't get together in a church mass.
Yeah. And you just they can all get together. They can. You can't. They can.
I'm tired of being treated like a second-class citizen.
We heard a story yesterday about a mom who stopped eating, right? She had dementia, and her daughter would go up every day to visit her 400-something days in a row, and she started to starve herself because she didn't have the love and the care from her daughter.
Right.
And, you know, something in her brain still clicked to say, okay, I need that as part of my daily routine, and yet they're denying her of that. And they don't care. They're still continuing to look at it as COVID in a box. They're still continuing to look at it as a political game. You know, Joe Biden was on earlier in the week saying, well, this is Trump's fault. The economy's so bad. You got to be kidding me. I mean, what in your brain could trigger? If you're a left winger out there and you're going, I think Cuomo's doing a good job. What triggers in your brain to say the economy is bad because of Donald Trump, right? What's causing the economy to be bad is we're a service-oriented economy, and you've crushed the service part of it. You've totally crushed it. You can't go out to a restaurant anymore. I race cars for fun. We're allowed to race cars. You're just not allowed to have spectators in the stands. I mean, do you know what kind of an economic impact that has to a racing facility, right? Even now, I'm not a big fan of the NFL because of the stupid things they're doing right now. But, you know, right now would be preseason football. You'd have all kinds of people ordering pizzas, getting ready for games, right? None of that is happening right now. That's why the economy sucks. It's because we're not let it open. It's a total joke. And the hypocrisy from the left, which we'll end up talking more about today, is beyond out of control. We had we'll talk to a restaurant later in the show, very close to where there was a Black Lives protest this week. So there was members of this Black Lives protest that were actually smashing windows on Transit Road in Buffalo, New York. And yet not one government official showed up to say that's not good. Not one government official, not anybody from the health department showed up and said, we want to make sure you're social distancing and wearing masks, right? But yet, right down the street, one business owner, they're actually going into his facility and pulling camera tapes out to literally go through day by day to see if they've done something wrong. Total joke, total chaos, and it needs to stop. Where are we with time? You know what, Glenn? Let's say it's okay. Mr. Ryan. Ryan, are you on board with us here?
I am.
Ryan Norton, by the way. Sorry. Ryan is part of our mortgage team trying to figure out this new equipment we have in front of me. And I should not have new equipment anywhere near me. Usually Glenn plays with the equipment. But either way, good to have you on the show, Ryan. Ryan is our in-house mortgage expert. And I wanted to get you on before the break. We're going to switch gears here for just 1 second and talk interest rates and mortgages. Interest rates still low, right, Ryan?
That's right. Yeah, we're still looking at people collectively across the board, still historic lows. So now is the time for purchasing and refinancing. It's if you're in that world and lucky enough to still be able to buy a refinance, there's never been a better time, I don't think.
Yeah, and so rates are still low. If you haven't taken advantage of the refi, you got to at least try to look into that, especially as some of these folks go back to work. And I know you got a bunch of calls, you know, a month or two ago in the beginning, I guess you'd say, phase of the layoffs here for COVID. Some of those people probably didn't qualify a month or two ago, but they may now as they're starting to return back to work, right?
That's right, yeah. Employment's a huge part of obviously being able to be qualified. So a lot of the people that were furloughed, I actually had a couple nurses during the pandemic that were furloughed, which is ironic, but they are now back to work. So a lot of them, once they had reestablished employment, are now calling in and able to do it, which is good.
Yeah. What about some success stories? You save anybody any money recently?
Yeah, we actually have two. We were able to save a purchase that had kind of fallen apart from another lender. So they called in actually looking for help, and we were able to save that, still close on time. And basically, they didn't even, the people selling the home didn't even realize that there was a hiccup in the process, which is great. So everybody was happy we were able to save that one. And then we actually just had one of the $79,000 life of the loan savings. So we were able to shave off 7 years and 79,000 almost. So that's huge for them. And he made the joke that he only makes $50,000 a year. So he was saving an entire year's worth of salary and more.
And then some, yeah. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate you joining us. 833-FIN-GUYS. So you can help folks out in Rochester, here in Buffalo, and down in South Florida as well, right?
That's right. I appreciate it.
833-FIN-GUYS, Mr. Ryan Norton. Thanks, buddy. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Financial Guys Radio Network.
I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning, and when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930.
All righty, welcome back. Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the place where money meets politics. We do manage money for a living. If you're interested in interviewing our team, if you think like us, use us as a resource, 833-FIN-GUYS. And many of you know we have multiple departments, whether it's home and auto, and insuring your home and your car, your business. You know, we have over 25 different companies that we can shop to save you money. Let us do the shopping for you. Pop into our office, have Mike Sparazza help you. 833-FIN-GUYS. You just heard from Ryan Norton in the last segment, refinancing houses, you know, taking advantage of the low interest rates, or if you're out there buying a house, get pre-qualified. Social security planning, estate planning, college planning. Jeff Boron can help you with college planning and sending your kids to school. So you're going to hear from some experts today throughout the show, but if you need our help, 833-FIN-GUYS. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Glenn, you had the video. Why don't we go to a video? I love videos.
Sure.
And we've got some doctors, by the way, a lot of doctors this week in front of in Washington talking about some of the success they've had with hydrochloroquine. And then, you know, the really truth behind some of these numbers. And we had Dr. Pamela Popper on last week, and she was talking about the fact that these numbers are 96% off. They're 96% off from the original models that we were talking about. We're told we're going to lose millions of people. But yet, the minute these doctors came out, by the way, and I actually did the podcast. You were traveling for work this week, and I did the podcast, and I played some of the video clips from these doctors. Immediately, I said to Kelsey, I said, "We got to make sure we burn these because these are going to come right down. Anytime you're off from the left wing, scare the crap out of everybody narrative," immediately, and sure enough, within an hour, the social media was trying to dismantle them. And I love the fact that all their, quote, doctors are all qualified experts. But anytime you have a doctor that comes on and says, "Yeah, you know, this isn't really that bad. It's really more like the normal flu right now." Get him out. You didn't know credibility. Which doctor? Blah,
well,
blah,
think
blah.
About the, but whether you disagree or you agree with the doctors, think about the chilling effect of this, okay? What we got an email from YouTube that basically said anything that goes against the World Health Organization, we are taking down as heresy.
That's
now,
scary.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically
scary.
What it said. Let me remind you that as the United States of America is under the leadership of Donald Trump, thank God, is pulling out of the World Health Organization.
That's right.
Why? Because they are a mouthpiece for the Chinese Communist Party.
That's right.
That's why. Yeah. Okay. Because when China gave them the talking points that this was caught by somebody eating a bat in a wet market, and this isn't transmissible human to human, and we don't see any sort of a spread, who came out and just literally just parroted the talking points for the Chinese Communist Party? What's even more scary, though, is that now YouTube is removing all these doctors. Now, having said that, there are a number of reports that came out just this week. Probably the biggest one would be from the Henry Ford Clinic, right? They did a huge – the Henry Ford Health System did a huge study with 2,541 patients across six different hospitals. And you know what they found? Treatment with hydroxychloroquine cut death rates significantly,
yep,
is what they said.
Yep.
In addition to that, The professor at the Yale School for Public Health, Dr. Harvey Risch, said this week that he thinks hydroxychloroquine could save between 75 and 100,000 lives if it's become regular use.
Yeah.
Right.
So now they got the flu that's sort of petering itself out in most of the places in the country, right? As we predicted, and now you've got help in hydrochloroquine.
We have a treatment for this.
We can treat people with. Yeah. So you look at the death rates now, and they're 0.0003.
Look at. The thing is, just like science, it's your medical profession is not a perfect world, okay? Drugs have side effects. Yes. Listen to the commercials
That's
on
right.
TV.
There's no a matter what.
Long list of side effects.
Right? Allergy medicine has a side effect.
Of course.
Yeah.
Are there side effects of hydroxychloroquine?
Yes.
Yeah, there are. Are they enough to take the risk? No, they're not. The side effects are not enough to not take the risk of saving your life,
yep.
Okay? On top of this, in addition to YouTube just absolutely just shutting down and chilling free speech, which is outrageous, by the way, Twitter's doing the same thing, also outrageous, right? But you have, you know, mainstream doctors, not heretics. Now, is there one or two heretics? Of course there are. But you have mainstream doctors,
yep.
And they're shutting it down on Twitter. They're canceling it's outrageous,
yeah.
Right? What's going on is outrageous. And even more sickening is that outlets like NBC, ABC, CBS are still out there talking about the fact that somebody caught this by eating a bat in the Wuhan market,
That's
which
right.
is totally not true.
Yeah, and
this
still,
virus came directly from the Wuhan lab.
Yeah,
whether on purpose or accidental, it came from the Wuhan lab. There's all kinds of ample evidence that it came from the Wuhan lab. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Our government can't talk about it because our government was funding part of the Wuhan lab. But
yeah.
Go back and look at the research. But anyway,
and the mainstream media continues to scare the daylights out of people, right?
Yeah.
Looking for any time. It was funny. On the podcast, I was talking about, it was called Hot Springs, Arkansas. And they talked about this 198% increase in cases. And I thought,
right.
Wow, okay, well, that's 198%. That's got to be a lot of people, right? They must be talking about a huge sampling. Well, it was 145 people. So I said, okay, 145 people. How many people are we talking about that visit Hot Springs, Arkansas? Well, wouldn't you know, millions of people go there.
Yeah,
I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. How in the world, if millions of people go through this place, how in the world can you identify 145 cases and make sure that you know they actually caught it from there, right?
It's
they could have caught it from the grocery store.
Ridiculous.
They could have caught it from their hardware store. Could have caught it from wherever, right? Totally ridiculous, especially with a sampling of 145 people. But the mainstream media, they just can't help themselves,
they can't.
Right? They continue to put anchors on 100 feet away from the camera with a mask on. You can't understand them, but it doesn't matter,
well,
right?
Come on.
The scaredness.
Let's
scare the children.
Dr. Fauci walks out to a baseball mound,
yes.
Hundreds of feet away from anybody
right,
else,
with a mask
wearing
on, yeah.
a mask.
Yeah.
Yet an hour later, he's sitting up on the stands right next to two other people without a mask on.
That's right. Forgot all about the cameras
house.
On
I don't care if they live in the same house.
No,
the
right.
lunacy is lunacy.
Yeah.
Let me play this clip.
It's
1 minute.
If
this
you're going
perfect.
To walk out to the middle of the mound and scare the daylights out of people,
right.
then you keep
stupid.
It on all day.
It's
yeah.
stupid. It's stop it.
Yeah.
Let me play this clip because this is perfect. This highlights the lunacy right here with the Jim Jordan questioning of Dr. Fauci in the congressional hearings.
The chair now recognizes for 5 minutes Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean, sure. How do we say limit the protesting?
Does the government limit the protesting?
I don't think that's relevant to...
Oh,
well,
my
God. If it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do
oh
in a forceful
God.
Way.
This is who
well,
we're
you make all
with.
Kinds of recommendations. You,
no.
you make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything
no.
you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said
yeah.
protests increase the spread. Good. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can
okay.
tell you.
Government
that,
stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. I mean, Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty protesting over another practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement that's a broad statement that avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are.
But not protesting.
What his comments would be about the John Lewis funeral?
It's pretty easy to answer that, right? The answer is, well, if you really believe that crowds are causing corona, then you just say no. Absolutely no protesting.
The hypocrisy.
Right? Yeah.
The hypocrisy is so thick.
If we're going to send somebody into a restaurant to make sure they're wearing a mask from the table to the bathroom, I certainly think we should be breaking up the protest, don't you think? Let's. We're going to get back to that. We got to play that video again. That's really powerful. Mm-hmm. Let's welcome Jeff DeTondo, by the way. He's with EBC Payroll, and I wanted to bring him on as a guest. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great. How are you, gentlemen?
We won't ask you your political views. We're here to ask you all about payroll. So you guys now are getting bigger and bigger in the Western New York area. We have referred a number of our clients to you guys, and I know they're really happy with your service. You and I have done some joint work together in helping with 401k plans and payroll and all that stuff. But tell us about COVID, by the way. I mean, what has that done to, you know, small businesses and specifically payroll? And what have you guys done to sort of help some of these businesses?
Yeah, thank you very much. No, and kind of to kick it off, so EBC, you know, a Buffalo-based HR and payroll provider. So really, we have the resources internally to help business owners navigate, you know, COVID and also PPP specifically has posed many challenges for these small businesses with, you know, special reporting that's required by the banks, several questions coming up all the time pertaining to, you know, employee leaves related to COVID. So we have, you know, experts in the field that can kind of handhold clients through custom reporting for payroll, but really go into depth into the leaves of absences that our employees are eligible for, as there's a lot of gray area with New York State and the federal regulations pertaining to it.
Yeah, and they make it very complicated, which is, you know, going to get some business owners in trouble, right? I mean, that you got to be careful. You got to dot your I's and cross your T's.
Yeah, and really the approach EBC is taking, you know, whether they're a client of EBC or not, you know, we're really looking to be a resource for the community, you know, so we're offering, you know, complimentary HR support and guidance to small business owners, you know, in the Buffalo, Rochester area, and really throughout the country if, you know, if they have the questions. And I think that is something, especially now with the challenging times, you know, it's an opportunity for us to give back and really to show value to these business owners.
Hey, Jeff, I got to take a quick break. I got just a few more questions, if you don't mind holding through the break, and I'll ask him on the other side. Okay. Is there a phone number, by the way, that we can plug if somebody's unhappy with their payroll company or needs help with some of the back office support you're talking about?
Absolutely. So 716-674-7900. Again, that's 716-674-7900.
All right.
And we'd be happy to assist.
Stick with us, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break here. Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Don't forget about our podcast, by the way. We release that podcast every Tuesday afternoon-ish, Wednesday at the latest. So make sure you you catch our podcast and go to our website for all that social media stuff. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. A lot of the stuff we talk about, we post to our Facebook and Twitter page. So make sure you friend us there. And once again, thefinancialguys.com, 833-FIN-GUYS if you need our team. We're going to go back to talking. I want to play that video again quick, Glenn, but I wanted to bring up Jeff DeTondo from EBC Payroll. And Jeff, you know, when I would think about payroll companies, we were talking before the break, there's way more than just payroll, right? And I mean, especially today, it is absolutely so complicated. You know, I think it's frustrating as a business owner sometimes because a lot of times people think not owning a business, well, you know what? It just costs, if I'm going to hire somebody for a dollar, it's just a dollar. Well, it's not. It's $1.25, and it's made up of all these different things that you need to pay, right? And if you don't, they send you a letter or they show up at your office and they say, oh, by the way, not only do you still owe us all that, you now owe us fines. And in a COVID world, this seems to be getting more complicated than ever. The other challenge is, a lot of companies don't have the amount of money, the resources they need to hire a human resource department. It's expensive, right? And that's where you guys come in and help out.
No, absolutely. And, you know, just when we're talking about the pricing, you know, typically EBC being, you know, a local organization, you know, we're approximately 20 to 30% cheaper on average for payroll costs for small to mid-sized businesses over national competitors. So of all times, you know, now it's important to really look at, you know, the bottom line and some of your expenses, and we can absolutely assist business owners with that. But as you mentioned, it's the New York state regulations and labor law. It's challenging to navigate, and then especially now with COVID, it is changing almost hourly. So we have a full team of SHRM certified HR professionals as well as legal backing to really keep up to date and provide the most updated advice and recommendations to clients. So that is a big differentiator. It's nowadays as a payroll company, there are so many regulations that you have to be aware of when you're paying employees that you have to couple that HR expertise. And that's the differentiator with EBC. And when we're talking about the HR, it is so complex. Most business owners, you know, they're focusing on running their business. And they don't have time to deal with the HR. And that's where EBC can step in. You know, we provide an on-site presence, which a lot of companies do not in the market, where we can sit with the business owner and help them navigate the challenging world of New York state labor law, as well as federal labor law.
That's awesome. I know, Jeff, hopefully you're going to be a guest regularly on this show, you know, and just keeping us up to date as rules change and, you know, things that business owners can look out for. But one last time, it's 674-7900, right, if they need your help.
That is correct.
674-7900. All right, sir. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, thanks. If you're just tuning in, by the way, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. Glenn, I think that video deserves another run through. I mean, really, truly, when you listen to the incompetence of and just the deviousness of Fauci, right? I mean, like, come on, answer the question. Be a man and answer the question, right? Like,
well,
he knows where you
Jim
are.
Jordan's got him.
As you were saying, you know, some of these businesses are making a clear stand right now, right? Budweiser is putting a blue stripe on their trucks because they say blue lives matter, right? Nike is saying, screw you. You know, we're going to fund terrorist organizations.
Yep.
And that's what
right.
they're doing, right?
That's what they're doing.
That's right. So, yeah, and I'll tell you, everybody knows where we stand. You know what side of the aisle we stand. And guess what? We've been standing on that aisle for 20 years, that side of the aisle, and we're working with people that think like us. Love it. Every single day, Monday through Friday, get to work with people that think like us. But let's play that video one more time. It's
yeah,
just so important
to hear
his incompetence. And by the way, why is this guy not fired? Why is he not fired?
Right. That's a great question.
Why is he still there?
That's a great question. Actually, I had an opportunity to ask that question of somebody in the administration. They said, I don't know. Yeah. That was the best answer they had. I don't know. Anyway, this is Jim Jordan at the congressional hearing when they brought Dr. Fauci that you probably didn't see on mainstream news.
No.
The chair now recognizes for 5 minutes Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. Should how do we say limit the protesting?
Can you stop it there for 1 second? Does that not remind you of Hillary Clinton? Does that not remind
you
of Hillary Clinton?
With the cloth or something?
Like the server?
Like what is that? What do you mean?
Like wipe it down?
Exactly.
With, does that not like reek of just? I mean, this is Chicago style, politics at its best, right?
Dr. Fauci is deep state.
You're a dirtbag.
He's deep state bureaucrat.
A total dirtbag.
That's
right.
I got to tell you, this society that we're moving into
is scary.
Is getting pretty nasty.
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about all the I hate to call them Karens. I have a lot of friends that are named Karen.
Yeah,
our colleagues' wives, Karen. But there's a lot of people out there. I said this last week on the show that are getting in other people's faces because they're not wearing a mask or they're not wearing it properly or they somehow disagree with what they're doing. I will say this again, folks. Please mind your own business.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get hurt, and I don't want to see that.
If you've seen
these explosive blow-ups at, it was one of Paul's Donuts this week, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying who's right or wrong, but suddenly now we're out. I see people on the Twitter feed. Well, I'm never going to go there again. Why?
Why?
Because some guy in a parking lot didn't want to wear his mask and got into an altercation
with a restaurant or store.
What does that have to do with Paula's?
Nothing.
Now they have to come out and make a statement of apology?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We had an altercation in our lobby, right?
Yeah.
It's ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Okay? Treat people with respect.
Yeah. And if you think your immune system is compromised, stay at home. We're not living like this forever. We can't continue to go on with sheltering in place and wearing a mask. And it's doing nothing to fight the virus.
We can't all get together in a church service wearing our masks, but they can all get together for the 6th funeral for John Lewis.
That's right.
They can get together,
and protest.
For the 12th funeral for criminal George Floyd.
Fauci
just
said, right? Well, I'm not, I can't tell you whether the government should stop that or not.
Not me.
No. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I can make a decision on whether to stop baseball games because baseball games are bad. I know that.
That's right.
I know that people can get COVID at a baseball game, but I'm not sure about protesting. I just don't. I don't know what you mean about that. There's no clue. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But
no, you're good.
Unreal.
I don't think that's relevant to.
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations.
Yeah.
You make comments
on dating, stop.
And everything.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Fauci. You open up your mouth about shutting every business down. Every business you open your mouth about, but yet now you're silent on the protest. You can't answer that question, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on. That just reeks of dirtbag.
The hypocrisy.
Yes.
Mike,
and
look,
first of all,
have
a set of stones and just tell us the truth, right?
The hypocrisy, though. Let's go down the list for just a second, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay? They just all showed up in Georgia for a funeral for John Lewis.
Yeah, that's right.
That they're literally, Obama is at the funeral.
Yep.
Lecturing everybody as he normally does, just like he came back from Hawaii
to
lecture everybody about racial or economic equality.
Can't have rooms full of people voting.
Right.
Can't do that.
He's literally there saying, we can't have rooms full of people.
while he's
talking to a room full of people, right?
Yeah.
Don't forget that Governor Cuomo just last week flew down to Georgia to give them advice. He couldn't have given them advice over FaceTime.
Right.
Folks, people are saying goodbye to their husband and their wives after 50 years of marriage over FaceTime. And Governor Cuomo couldn't get on a Zoom meeting to give his precious advice on how to kill a higher percentage of their citizens than any other state in the country?
That's right.
Why are we taking his advice to begin with?
Yeah, who wants
his advice?
It's
okay for him to travel. No problem.
Here's the advice. I said this last week, real easy, right? Don't stuff COVID-positive patients back into a nursing home.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, he could have called the governor and had that conversation over the phone, right? He could have said over a Zoom meeting, hey, let's look at each other. Here's my advice.
That could have been a conference call.
What I've learned is, if people have a severe case of COVID, don't take them from the hospital and shove them back into a nursing home.
In addition to being down there, he wasn't wearing a mask.
That's right.
He's hugging and shaking hands with people,
he's
not wearing a mask while lecturing all of us. Let's not forget the Pennsylvania Health Commissioner. Play that clip where they say, well, why did you take your own mother out of a nursing home and telling everybody else the nursing homes are safe?
Well,
my mother's 90-something years old and very intelligent and able to make her own decisions.
So you stuffed your healthy mom in a nursing home is what you basically just said,
so you took
right?
your mom out of the nursing home who was intelligent and able to make her own decisions. Normally, when you're intelligent, independent, able to make your own decisions,
you're not in the nursing home. That's right.
You're right, Mike.
That's right.
You took her out while you were forcing. Now, let's remember, there's three states in the country that had this horrendous policy of forcing COVID nursing homes to take COVID patients. New Jersey, 7,500 deaths in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
New York,
yep.
6,000 deaths in nursing homes. And Pennsylvania, with over 5,000 deaths in nursing homes.
Yep.
This PA health commissioner was the one who wrote the order.
That's right.
While taking That's her right. mom out.
Meanwhile, the mainstream media is saying the hot spot is Florida, which has a total of 5,000 deaths, total with everybody. Yeah. And we usually lose about 3,000 to 4,000 anyways from the flu there.
That's right. Yeah. Let's not forget the Chicago mayor, who when asked, why did you get your hair done? Why was it okay for you? Well,
she's
I'm
real
a public
piece,
figure.
Isn't she?
I go in front of the cameras all the time. I got to look good.
It's different
I see.
Yeah, it's different.
So we're the little people again. Guess what, folks? I'm sick and tired of being the little people.
Yep.
I'm sick and tired of the double standard of you get to do whatever you want, Cuomo, and everyone else has to suffer. You heard some pretty sad stories yesterday when we filled in for Sandy Beach, right?
Yeah.
Some really sad stories about folks who couldn't, you know, had to say goodbye to their father in a parking lot, right?
Yep. Folks with dementia who were not eating anymore. Yeah.
Just terrible, right? Meanwhile, they've got no problem for a big funeral for John Lewis, right?
Yeah.
No problem.
You want to fly in from anywhere?
He's a civil rights icon. No, he wasn't.
Yeah,
he's a divisive individual. Let's be honest.
You know, they're all flying in. They're all going out to dinner together.
Absolutely
they're all hanging
they
out
are.
At houses and partying and having
Absolutely.
A fun. But they're the elite, right? Put your
pinky
up, you're fine.
Yeah. It just reeks. I'm so tired of it.
Now,
you know, we have these inspectors out there, you know, secret shoppers popping into places, giving out whatever, you know.
The businesses that need to be independent and left alone the most right now are the service-oriented business. These dirtbag inspectors
are crushing them. They're just crushing them.
By the way, if you know any of these inspectors, I would love to interview one of them. I really, really would like to get a lead on making sure they're social distancing. Let's take a quick break. Mike Lomas, Covigal Financial Guys. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930.
Alrighty, welcome back, Financial Guys. Financial Guys Radio Network, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the place where money meets politics. So we have a lot of fun with this show, folks. We do manage money for a living. If you need our help, whether it's retirement planning, Social Security planning, we have certified Social Security experts. Divorce planning, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of divorces throughout this COVID crisis. A lot of husbands and wives yelling, screaming at each other. Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
Just a lot of folks screaming and yelling at each other how this should be handled, right? So we do have a certified financial divorce analyst in the office. We've got a college planning expert. If you still plan on sending your children to a college, whether it's Zoom. They are unleashing the rules now for all the go back to school, and this blows my mind, talking about one day a week, 2 days a week. I mean, send the kids back to school. When did the parents step up and say enough is enough? And by the way, if you don't want to send them to school, then give me my taxpayer money
back.
Well,
that was what I was going to say,
give
Mike,
me my taxpayer money
Trump,
back.
Trump put that out there on Thursday.
Good.
Another genius move by Trump, right? He came out and said, look it. If we're not going to put the kids in school, I think we should send a check to the parents.
Yes.
Like, why are we sending
there
checks to the school districts?
Yeah.
Why are we going to send a check to the Buffalo budget?
Right.
Right.
Well, lay them off. Lay the teachers off. Lay them off just
they
like
the
rest
parents.
Of it.
The and checks should go to the parents.
That's right.
And the parents should decide where to school their kids.
That's right.
And
it, guess what? You lay the teachers off, and at the end of it, if you're not going to open, you're not going to open. You got to find a different job somewhere, I guess, right? That's what everybody else does. That's what we got to do, right? Who else? Of course, a lot of these places want to be shut down. Are you still getting paid? To hang out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's play. A number of doctors showed up on the steps in Washington this week, and their message was not the I'm going to scare you message. One of them was Dr. Erickson, which we had on this show, Daniel Erickson, a really, really bright guy. We had the opportunity to interview him for half an hour or so, but of course, their message was very different. I want to play some of this.
And they blacklisted the video, folks.
Blacklisted it away.
Now, if you want to watch the video, we'll attach it to our Parler. So you got to download the Parler app at FinGuys there. It's on right now. It actually is still on our Twitter feed, believe it or not, at FinGuys on Twitter.
Yeah.
But you can go. You can find it on the Blaze on Parler. You can find it on the Mark Levin Show on Parler as well. So it's still out there. You can find it, but you won't find it on YouTube. They'll take it down. And they'll suspend your account for playing it or posting it. So be
and
careful.
We've got, and this is a little bit long, some of this, but I believe this is so important. And I said this, we said this weeks ago when we had Dr. Dan Erickson on. I said, this could be a long interview, but I think it's so important. It's a game changer, and the message needs to get out there. So
thank you so much, Congressman. So we're here because we feel as though the American people have not heard from all the expertise that's out there all across our country. We do have some experts speaking, but there's lots and lots of experts across the country. So some of us decided to get together. We're America's frontline doctors. We're here only to help American patients and the American nation heal. We have a lot of information to share. Americans are riveted and captured by fear at the moment. We are not held down by the virus as much as we're being held down by the spider web of fear. That spider web is all around us, and it's constricting us, and it's draining the lifeblood of the American people, American society, and American economy. This does not make sense. COVID-19 is a virus that exists in essentially two phases. There's the early phase disease, and there's the late phase disease. In the early phase, either before you get the virus or early when you've gotten the virus, if you've gotten the virus, there's treatment. That's what we're here to tell you. We're going to talk about that this afternoon. You can find it on America's Frontline Doctors. There's many other sites that are streaming it live.
Not anymore.
On
they took that down too, by the way.
But we implore you to hear this because this message has been silenced. There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus carefully and intelligently, but we cannot live with this spider web of fear that's constricting our country.
Dead on, by the way. Now, we're going to bring up Dr. Bob Hamilton, but he talks about being a frontline doctor. Now, I'm so sick of hearing about Dr. Fauci. I want to hear from doctors who are on the front line. And she herself has said thousands of these doctors are being silenced, right? They don't want to. Then these doctors here, they all came together, and we'll listen to Dr. Bob Hamilton next, but they all came together, and guess what happened? They were silenced, right? The second they went on and put this video out there, shame on you for not scaring people, right? We've got a cure for this. Not a cure, right? But a
treatment.
A treatment.
A treatment.
We have a treatment, right? We have a treatment for it.
Which, by the way, the Henry Ford Institute of Health just did a pretty expansive study with thousands of people across six different hospitals.
Right.
Okay? So don't say, wow, that one doctor, one out of a whole slew, was a little bit off, right? A little bit of a heretic, said some really strange things years earlier. Okay, she's still a doctor, by the way.
Right.
She's still treating patients. So
that's right.
She's still smart enough to get her doctor's degree. Now, maybe she believes in some things that you don't believe in and are a little bit out there, like aliens and whatnot. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
But that's not Dr. Erickson.
Right.
That's not the rest of these doctors.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Is YouTube going to take down the Henry Ford site for the research that they've done?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't line up with the narrative? That's pretty scary, folks.
Love the fact
pretty
that
scary.
She said we're not being held down by the virus. She's absolutely 100% right. We are being held down by ourselves right now. And that is the conservative voice needs to step up and say, enough is enough, right? Enough is enough. I'm going to see if I can load this video up. I wish I would have pre-cut these, but let me see if I can get this. Come on. This is Dr. Bob Hamilton. And I promise I'm going to see if I can...
Drivers of this pandemic, people who were
all right. I'm almost there. Trust me. I'm gonna start juggling here, folks. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 633-1515 locally here, and 833 Fin Guys. Here we go.
Thank you, Simone, and thank you all for being here today. I'm Dr. Bob Hamilton. I'm a pediatrician from Santa Monica, California. I've been in private practice there for 36 years. And today I have good news for you. The good news is that children, as a general rule, are taking this virus very, very well. Few are getting infected. Those who are getting infected are being hospitalized in low numbers. And fortunately, the mortality rate of children is about 0.1%. So kids are tolerating the infection very frequently. They're actually asymptomatic. I also want to say that children are not the drivers of this pandemic. People were worried about initially if children were going to actually be the ones to push the infection along. The very opposite is happening. Kids are tolerating it very well. They're not passing it on to their parents. They're not passing it on to their teachers. Dr. Mark Woolhouse from Scotland, who is a pediatric infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist, said the following. He said, there has not been one documented case of COVID being transferred from a student to a teacher in the world. in the world. I think that is important that all of us who are here today realize that our kids are not really the ones who are driving the infection. It is being driven by older individuals.
Exactly.
And yes, we can send the kids back to school, I think, without fear.
What
and
day?
This is the big
what
issue
day?
Right now.
Yeah, here, never. Let, no, let never. Me, that's the thing.
What day do they not get COVID? Because that's the new game plan, is to send them 1 day a week or 2 days a week. What day? Because that's what we need to know, Bob. Well, can they catch it on a Monday or a Friday?
Well, what's some of these school unions, by the way, L.A. and Arizona.
How's that, by the way?
I mean, they want like, before we go back to school, we got to defund the police.
Defund the police.
Because that'll help the kids. I mean, this is so stupid. Yeah. Let this sink in for a second, folks, okay? Walt Disney is open.
Right.
They're open.
That's right.
Right? They've got lots of kids at Walt Disney.
Yep.
Lots of them.
Yep.
Okay?
Not hearing anything about a breakout.
Not
area.
A peep, by the way, from the mainstream media.
No.
In Las Vegas. Casinos are open, but you still can't go to church, right?
That's right.
We have mobs of protesters by the thousands. That's okay. And all of our elected officials just flew in for a funeral in Georgia where they all sat right next to each other in a church indoors while telling everybody else that you can't bury your loved one or have a mass for them to celebrate their
disgusting.
Life and say goodbye.
Disgusting.
It's sickening.
Disgusting.
It's not right, folks.
Absolutely.
And if you support this stuff, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, shame
if
on
you
me.
Support this, if you say, you know what, I'm with Biden.
Yeah.
Then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Like you're as slow as he is, I guess.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's exactly right.
But this isn't right. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You can't tell me that as a Democrat, you're not as a Democrat, for those three of you that are listening, let me say this. At some point, Democrats are gonna have to make a choice.
Yep.
Okay. You can either support the radical communist manifesto that people like AOC and now Joe Biden are pushing forth, like Bernie Sanders, and we can become like Venezuela, or you can reject it. And you can join the Republican Party, which has a really big tent, right?
Yeah.
If you don't and you support this and you continue to support the riots and the Marxism and everything that's going on, you're going to get exactly that. And let me say this. Venezuela went from the richest in 1999 country in Latin America with the largest oil reserves in the world to electing Hugo Chavez, embarking down a socialist path, and within 3 years, the pumps ran dry because they ran out of gasoline at the pumps. How is that possible? It's possible by government central-run economies. Yes. That's how it's possible.
And by
it's
the
possible
way,
in communism.
Those of you that are going to vote for him, trust me, they're going to be just fine. They're going to be just fine. Obama's going to be wealthy. The Clintons will be wealthy.
Right.
Joe
no
Biden's going to be wealthy. Bernie Sanders is going to be wealthy. It is therefore you who will be the one that pays
for it.
And it won't be. There'll be business leaders that make all kinds of money. There'll be a lot less business owners making money. But the gap between the rich and the poor, there'll still be people drinking wine and smoking cigars.
Yeah,
there'll be a lot more people chasing donkeys down the street to try to eat them. All right,
let's
we're going to take a quick break here. Mike Lomas, Gun Wiggle. This is the place where money meets politics. If you need us throughout the week, folks, on the other side, we've got a whole another hour to go here. Use this as a resource. 833-FIN-GUYS. If you're down in South Florida, we do manage money for a living. We have a ton of fun with this show. Offices in Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter, Florida. If you, of course, need us in Rochester, we have a lot of many of our folks, by the way, in the Buffalo office go back and forth to the Rochester office. We have folks like Phil in the Rochester office, but make sure you use us as a resource out there. Whether you need help with your Medicare, your home and auto insurance, we have 25 different lines that we can shop to save you money. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies. And, of course, retirement planning, Social Security planning, estate planning. We are a one-stop financial shop. One of the few, if not the only one I know, with all these resources under one roof in Western New York and down in South Florida. So use our team as a resource, 833-FIN-GUYS. Real quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of the hour here.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Open the curtain, please. We are introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
This is a superior product to products now on the market. Purell, competitor, New York State Clean. It has a very nice floral bouquet, little I detected, lilac, hydrangea, tulips, what does it smell like?
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS. Our website, thefinancialguys.com. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. A lot of the stuff we talk about, we post to our Facebook page. And don't forget our podcast. We release our podcast every Tuesday night, usually. So make sure you join us. And by the way, we have a podcast posse, right? I guess, what would you call that? I don't know. We got Carl Palladino and Russ Thompson also doing a podcast with us as well. And so if you like when Carl and Russ fill in, make sure you don't miss their Freedom podcast every week. That's usually released on a Thursday. So you can go to our website for all that information, thefinancialguys.com. Before the break, we were playing some videos of some frontline COVID doctors that were showing up in Washington and really telling us the truth on what they're seeing. And we'll play more of that here in a second.
I got to tell you, the censorship is outrageous.
Yeah,
the censorship and what's going on is outrageous.
Yep.
And even so outrageous, the woman that you heard in the last hour that started off the press conference, Dr. Simone Gold,
yep,
she's a board-certified emergency room physician. She was the one who kicked that off. She's now been fired, folks.
That's unreal. That
now
is
she's
unreal.
Been fired.
That is
That's
unreal.
How it rolls in a new world, okay?
That's unreal.
If you go against the mainstream media, you'll be fired. If you go against the main narrative, they will take your video down. They will ostracize you. Ask Dr. Erickson. We had him on the show.
Yeah.
He said he was slandered in the media.
Just slandered,
like this doctor is.
What's funny about Dr. Erickson is he wasn't going out and being a warrior at first. All he was doing is saying, the news station said, hey, would you do us a favor? You know, we want to really talk to some frontline COVID doctors about what they're seeing and what their numbers are. And he said, yeah, sure, come on in, right? Not even thinking that this would go, you know, viral. But, of course, this guy's saying, oh, my gosh, the kids should go back to school. There's a 0.0000000 chance that we could lose a child. A lot bigger probability that they pass away on a bus accident to school than they do die of COVID, right? And for those of you that say, well, you know what? They're going to bring it home to mom and dad. Now, the studies aren't showing that. Now they're going to bring it home to grandma and grandpa. Well, guess what? If grandma and grandpa got a compromised immune system, they should stay at home, as they should have last year for the flu and as they should have stayed home the year before. But we cannot ruin these child's lives and lock them down in their house for the rest of our life over a flu. Especially
but they're going to shut the propaganda is a powerful thing.
Oh, man. You're not kidding.
I mean, what they have done.
Think about this, guys. They were 96% wrong. Their prediction models were 96% wrong.
And those are the experts we're still supposed to listen
yes.
to. I'm so tired of this. This is such censorship. Look at folks. If this is the world you want to live in, wait till it's something that you think and you want to expose.
That's right.
But they take you down.
That's
okay?
Right.
Because this is going to, guess what? The monster comes for everybody if
yep.
this is what's going to happen. Because this is what the amazing part of it is. Trump's a dictator, but I'm cool with Twitter and YouTube and Facebook taking down everything they disagree with. That's okay. It's just amazing to me.
Trump's a dictator, but I'm fine with Andrew Cuomo flying all over
That's
wherever
right.
he wants to go. I'm fine with them having a big funeral for John Lewis, but if my mom or dad pass away, I'm not allowed to have a funeral for them. I'm not allowed to bring folks together to respect their lives. However, if we want to protest and smash windows on Transit Road in Buffalo, not a problem. Not a problem. Get together. Dr. Fauci said himself, he's not really sure. I don't know. He just can't figure it out.
Dr. Gold is not one outside of the box, left-wing, you know, right-wing heretic.
No.
She's a head of an organization that represents more than 600 doctors that all signed a letter that was sent to the President Trump, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Gold is a very well-respected person. They put up a website, right? They put up the website, and I can't think of it here, what the name was, but they took it down. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
They put a frontline, America's Frontline Doctors is what the group is called. The website was taken down, right? I mean, this, how disgusting is this? When they called the service provider to find out why was our they didn't even answer. Like, oh, we just took it down. So the website's been removed, right? The video has been completely removed, and it's not like it's just one person. Again, you're talking about, I mean, she was on with Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
But there's thousands and thousands of doctors in the country. I can play another video. Maybe I'll try to find this one as well. There was a doctor in Minnesota. That basically had an interview and said there are, you know, they said a couple things that they didn't agree with. He gets a letter from the board. Now he has to respond to. I mean, these boards, what is going on?
Yeah.
Ohio this week, the state of Ohio Health Department barred pharmacies from dispensing hydroxychloroquine. Why?
Right.
Are those elected bureaucrats? By the way, the health commissioner, that's an appointed position.
Yeah.
Right? You don't vote for that. Right? So now you're talking about an appointed bureaucrat. Right, I don't know what kind of health experience she has, but now she or he is going to make the decisions on what doctors can prescribe to you. Shouldn't that be the doctor's choice?
That's right.
Now, there was outrage over that, and they walked it back. That was supposed to go into effect Thursday,
that just shows
they rescinded it. But they only rescinded it because of the complete blowback at how terrible that was, that decision was.
And how could these folks on the left have so much hate for Donald Trump that they're disregarding these frontline doctors who are saying, look, this stuff is helping in a COVID crisis. This is a game changer, really. And they just refuse to look at some of the data. Let's listen to actually Sela Emanuel. Let me bring her up here.
Trump derangement syndrome is what it is.
In Houston, Texas. You know,
this is Dr. Sela Emanuel.
I went to medical school in West Africa, Nigeria, where I took care of malaria patients, treated them with hydroxychloroquine and stuff like that. So I'm actually used to these medications. I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes, patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma. Old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87 year olds. And the result has been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very
mechanism
of action.
Stop the tape for a second. Let's remember, President Trump was on, he himself was taking hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic.
That's why they hate it.
Right?
That's why they hate it.
So the media hates it. Now, this lady is the one they're beating up on, right,
yes.
In the media. Wow.
Yeah.
She said some crazy things about alien DNA. Folks, she's from a West African country where they still practice voodoo, okay? Of course she's got some viewpoints and probably stated some things, right?
What I love about her, though, is she'll eventually challenge these other doctors and say, look, if you don't think I'm right, we'd love to hear from you. Right?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you.
No, that's okay. No, that's right. Let's
early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die. The study that made me start using hydroxychloroquine was a study that they did under the NIH in 2005 that say it works. Recently, I was doing some research about a patient that had hiccups, and I found that they even did a recent study in the NIH, which is our national institute, that is the national NIH, National Institute of Health. They actually had a study, and go look it up. Type hiccups and COVID, you will see it. They treated a patient that had hiccups with hydroxychloroquine, and it proved that COVID is a symptom of hiccups. It's a symptom of COVID. So if the NIH knows that treating the patient with hydroxychloroquine proves that hiccup is a symptom of COVID, then they definitely know that hydroxychloroquine works. I'm upset. Why I'm upset is that I see people that cannot breathe. I see parents walk in. I see diabetics sit in my office knowing that this is a death sentence and they can't breathe. And I hug them and I tell them, it's going to be okay. You're going to leave. And we treat them and they leave. None has died. So if some fake science, some person sponsored by all these fake pharma companies comes out and say, oh, we've done studies and they found out that it doesn't work, I can tell you categorically it's fake science. I want to know who is sponsoring that study. I want to know who is behind it. Because there is no way I can treat 350 patients and counting and nobody is dead and they all did better. And then you're going to tell me that you treated 20 people, 40 people and it didn't work.
You know why they took this down?
So I came here to Washington, D.C. to tell America, nobody needs to get sick. This virus has a cure. It is called hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zithromax. I know people want to talk about masks. Hello? You don't need masks. There is a cure. I know they don't want to open schools.
I love that.
No, so I don't like the fact that she says it's a cure. It's not a cure.
No, it's not a cure.
It's a treatment, right? But here's the thing.
She's just getting emotional.
Take it down because of that.
As a frontline doctor, you could tell she's getting emotional.
Absolutely,
like,
she is.
I'm sick and tired of the BS from the mainstream.
That's right.
Media, right.
As she should be.
Yep.
But the thing is, they didn't shut it down because she said it was a cure.
Right.
They shut it down because she challenged other doctors to say, you bring me forth the study. You know
That's
what?
Right.
They can't do it, Mike.
They can't do it.
They can't do it because they don't have that study.
Nope.
The one study that Dr. Fauci cited as being the reason why hydroxychloroquine shouldn't be used was completely debunked.
Yeah.
Because they had a fiction writer, they had a male model slash actor,
and
they had three other people pushing around paper that had no – all of the results of that study were completely bogus,
well,
and everybody in the country basically agrees.
Yeah, and now the mainstream media is winning because many of these doctors who know she's right are afraid to step up because they don't want to lose their job and their position, right?
This is how they do it, right?
Beyond disgusting.
So they fire you. Yep. They ostracize you, right? This Dr. Simone Gold, she's lost her job.
That's right.
They fired her, right?
That's right.
Why? Because she led a group of 600 other doctors. Not six.
That's right.
We got to take 600 plus, more than that even.
Quick break. Mike Lomas coming. We'll be back. We got Todd Akin here. We'll learn a little bit about real estate on the other side of the break.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And we have a lot of fun with this show, folks. If you need us throughout the week, we do manage money, 833-FIN-GUYS. If you're out in the Rochester market, we have an office out in Rochester. We're happy to have you come into Buffalo if you want. We have folks out in the Rochester market. We have a team of folks both places. Of course, our flagship office is on Spindrift and Worley in Williamsville, New York. But use our team as a resource, whether it's retirement planning, estate planning, college planning, Medicare planning, independent Medicare, looking for help with your Medicare, looking for help with health insurance, by the way. Brian Janik leads the team when it comes to health insurance, whether it's group health insurance in your office or whether you just need a bridge, you want to retire early and not sure what to do with your health insurance, Brian can help you. Independent AHIP certified Medicare reps and home and auto as well with Mike Sparazza and his team. Give him 14 minutes and let him shop over 25 companies to save you money, folks. An insurance company is never going to call you and say, hey, by the way, I want to reduce your rate or we're going to switch you over to this other insurance company, right? They're going to show you animals and try to say they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, review it and find somebody who can shop it every year for you to make sure you get the best deal, all right? Use our team as a resource, 833-FIN-GUYS. Before we go back, we're playing some of the clips from some of the frontline COVID doctors that went to Washington this week to try to bring a message of, I think, of hope, really. Like, hey, look, we do have a cure for this. It's okay. We're going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. We've got a treatment for this. It's a cure, a treatment for this. And when you look at the death rates, stop scaring the kids. Stop scaring the kids. But, of course, the mainstream media just can't do that. But before we go back to some of these video clips, let's bring up Todd Akin. We're going to talk a little bit about real estate here. Todd, how are you, sir?
I'm good, and I don't even scare kids.
Yeah. As far as you know, Tom.
As far as you know, yeah.
Well, probably once or twice.
So, Todd, tell us a little bit about the real estate market and what types of homes you've got on the market. I mean, it's still competitive here, just not a lot of inventory, right?
Absolutely. We're still looking for, pretty much any price point, honestly. Inventory is low across the board. The stuff that's selling below 2.25 is still incredibly slim pickings. So, you know, we're still seeing the multiple offers and all that stuff. So you absolutely need to have your ducks in a row and make sure that you've got your mortgages all set up and just be ready. Because if you're disorganized, it's going to be noticed through the process. And obviously, you're not going to be the award winner if you don't have everything you need.
And part of that is making sure you have the right agent that guides you through that process, right? Making sure you understand what needs to be ready for the offer so you don't get, you know, thrown out of the mix, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I do my best. And, you know, the nice thing is teaming up with you guys. Ryan is, like, killing it for my people with mortgages. And Brian over in the insurance is helping me after we succeed. So it's been a nice team up with you guys for people in general, because, you know, it's one call and then we can kind of give them guidance and let them pick. And I've yet to have anybody unsatisfied.
It's a one-stop financial shop. Tell me about what homes you got featured right now.
Favorite one for me this week is my listing out 811 Full Rod in Alden. It's a little over 2,500 square feet, two bed, two bath, old farmhouse, but not an old farmhouse. The updates are awesome. 4 acres. So if you want to hike through the yard, ride quads, anything you want to do, there's plenty of room, little garden area, fruit trees, berry bushes. So, you know, if you are stuck at home, you can go out back and pick some goodies instead of running to the store.
Yeah.
Nobody makes you wear a mask in your own yard.
Yet. We'll see.
Yeah, yet being the key, exactly.
That is really the key, Todd. Cool. If anybody wants to check this piece of property out, or if you list a property with you, we can feature it on here. So if you're thinking about listing your house, I would encourage you to call Todd. Todd, what's your number? What's the best number to get in touch with you?
716-912-8684, or the old web at gotoddy.com.
Gotoddy.com. 912-8684. Look, if you're thinking about listing your home, great time to do it. Inventory's low, so you can get a good price and a competitive offer. And use Todd. We'll feature the house here, too, and make sure you get the most amount of exposure for it. So 912-8684. Mr. Todd, thank you, sir. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
All right. Just tuning in, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And we've been playing some video clips of some of the frontline COVID doctors that went to Washington with a positive message, although it didn't come out so positive. And it was funny when somebody sent me a text message. Well, actually, no, it was this first dog to test positive for COVID, right? 19, mm-hmm. Buddy, the German Shepherd, has died. So, yeah. Of course, when you see it on CNN, you would, of course, now they're even saying that, you know, the dogs have died of COVID, but he really actually died of cancer. So,
right.
Yeah.
Just so stupid. Yeah. And honestly, the test was probably wrong.
I'm sure.
I mean, you know, the 20% of these tests are coming back falsely positive. So who knows, right? This is like the second dog out there or whatever. Right? Yeah. It's just... But again, the headline is dog dies of COVID. No,
that's right.
Dog dies of cancer.
Had COVID, maybe.
Why they tested the dog, I have no idea.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Are they testing all animals now just to hope to get a couple additional hits? Yeah, I don't know.
26.
I don't know.
I said this yesterday, but this is sent to us on the TFG text line that we have. 26 cutout fans tested positive for COVID-19 yeah. after a Texas Rangers game. They are going to quarantine the cutouts and possibly disallow cardboard cutouts now moving forward. So. Mm-hmm. That's where it's going, folks. These people are absolutely insane, and they packed a Georgia church this week for John Lewis.
No problem.
But, Mr. Obama gave a speech about making sure that it's not good to hang out in a room full of people because that's why they can't vote, but yet he said it in front of a room full of people. The hypocrisy mm-hmm. is gone mad. Some of the stories we heard yesterday filling in for Sandy Beach, you know, we had Sue Ryan's mom call in, and she was a nurse and a retired dementia care coordinator for 35 years, and she had a master's degree in nursing home. And just talking to some of the frontline folks at the nursing home, it was heartbreaking to hear some of the stories of these people who are starving themselves to death in nursing homes because their loved ones can't come to see them, right? You know, maybe the daughter or the son would show up to help feed and bathe them. They're not allowed in. Now, this is months upon months. We're not talking about a week or a few days where we went on lockdown. We're talking about months after month after month. Ridiculous. COVID in a box is not working, and it's time to step up. We'll play some of the other clips, by the way. We got Dr. Dan Erickson on the other side, too. I got to figure out my system here. Normally, we have Kelsey cut all the clips and have them all ready for us, but I didn't do that this week, so I've got to sort of go back through the phone to try to figure out the timing of everything. But, you know, talking about the hypocrisy of the left, and it really just does not stop. Hopefully we're actually going to be also joined by a bar owner, a local bar owner that had some of these liquor, I guess it's a liquor authority that comes in. I keep hearing health department, but then I'll hear liquor authority as well. And I'm but health department, liquor authority, and they are on the attack after these bars. And it's amazing because you say, well, why are they doing that? Why not go after the protesters? Well, because they can't take their liquor license away, right? They don't have any authority over those people. They can't. There's nothing that they can steal from them. But we can control their liquor license if you own a restaurant. So why not damage and destroy them? Why not, right?
It's crazy. I mean, honest to God. I mean, the fact is we're already having our businesses struggle.
Yeah.
Why would you clip them out of business?
60% of them, Glenn, are expected to go.
You're not just talking about, wow, the owners. They should, shame on the owners. I hope that they deserve it. Well, do all the employees at work deserve it? Did the cook deserve it?
Right.
Right? Do all the waitresses and waiters at work deserve it?
No, first of all, the owner doesn't deserve it. It's the owner's property, right? And at this point, now that we know that the COVID numbers were 96% wrong, now that we know that millions of people are not going to die, we already, by the way, and I don't know what the media is going to do now because the numbers are starting to, of course, they switched from deaths in places like Florida to the number of people testing positive for corona. Well, now that is starting to go down in places like Florida and Arizona, right? So what happens? What's the next step? We go back to protesting, right? We go back to smashing windows to distract us. But that is starting to move itself out. And, so what is the next direction for these folks? What is the next crisis that we can worry about to keep businesses shut down until November?
Mike, I saw a poll that two-thirds of Americans think that if Trump wins, the riots and protests will get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the agenda here, Democrats?
Yeah, that's it.
Is the idea to get people, well, we better vote for Biden because we don't want my city to burn down. Let me tell you something. If you think like that, think again. Because look at the cities right now. Houston is okay, right? A little more of a conservative, right? Yeah. San Antonio, there was some protests in San Antonio.
Yeah.
They spray painted a little bit of the Alamo. Guess what happened? 1,000 armed Texans surrounded the Alamo and said, try that again, and we'll just kill you on the spot. How's that?
Yep.
Protest over, right?
Yep.
Where is the violence happening? Seattle, Portland, New York City, folks, is seeing a 200%+. They're on their way to a 400% increase in shootings and murders.
Did you see
400%?
De Blasio said, well, look, the only reason that's happening is because they've just been pent up.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Okay, yeah. It's pent up demand for the
people that are hungry go out and smash windows.
Yeah.
It's funny because they're not smashing windows at the grocery store.
No,
they seem to be smashing the windows at the Apple store.
Yeah, no, I don't see any work boots.
Do they confuse apples?
No work boots being stolen, that's for sure.
Right. Come on.
Let's take
it's so ridiculous.
Crazy.
It really is.
Let's take a quick break. Mike Lomas, Gunwiggle Financial Guys. We'll be back here. Financial Guys Radio Network. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. Retirement planning, college planning, estate planning. Home and auto insurance if you need it. We can shop over 25 companies to save you money. And independent Medicare reps. It's a one-stop financial shop. We'll be back.
Forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
You're listening to The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Gunwiggle Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics, and always having fun with this show, folks. If you need our help throughout the week, use us as a resource. 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS, Rochester office, For those of you that are getting out of here, a flagship office, by the way, is Spindrift and Worley. And for those of you that plan on leaving and reallocating down to South Florida, and I know that's many of you because you're sick and tired of Cuomo's garbage and the crazy taxes and the regulations and just the brainlessness of New York, and you've had enough. We do have offices down in South Florida, and our advisors do work together. You know, we have planners down there like Tony and Denny and folks, and oftentimes they'll work together with the Buffalo office. So you've got multiple offices and a team approach. And so if you're interested and you think you're relocating down to the South Florida market, we have you covered, and don't blame you one bit. Just make sure if you happen to be a left-wing liberal that is listening to this show because it's a car wreck for you, please don't take your voting policies down there, okay? Please. You've destroyed New York. You've done your damage. Please. All right. With that being said, let's before we go back to any video clips, I wanted to welcome a special guest. We have Casey Mullet, and Casey is with Neat Restaurant, and it is an awesome place. I've been there a bunch of times. And Casey, now you, I appreciate you having the stones to come on here and talk to us. You had, is it a liquor inspector? Tell us about what you went through. And because we can't believe it. I'm thinking like, do we live in Cuba? I mean, what's going on here, right? I mean, we have protesters smashing in windows, and you've got governors and mayors going, well, you know what? That's the right to do that. It's okay. But yet, if you own a business, and you've been a stand-up part of the community, hiring people, paying your taxes, doing all this stuff, and you are, get caught so, with somebody going from a table to the restroom without a mask, they're going to shut you down and fine you and put the 40% of you that are just barely making it out of business. So tell us about your story.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. And just a little disclaimer, I don't... I don't really lean either way, so I didn't really. I did a little bit of research about you guys, and I appreciate you guys reaching out to have me on and kind of tell our side of the story.
Yeah, no, it's all about your side of the story, and that's exactly right, and so totally understand that.
Yeah, and it's just it is frustrating, and we've been through a lot when this whole thing went started. We have over 60 employees that we had to lay off back in March, and It was a struggle getting once we had to talk a little bit about our when we were given the clearance to open back up. It was just like all of a sudden a press conference happens and there you go, you can open your business. Well, it's not really that easy. We were hoping to have some more time to kind of prepare. I mean, we have to order food and we have to hire our staff back. Getting 60 people back doesn't just happen with a phone call or a text.
Well, and you can't get 60 people back, right? I mean, you don't know what the demand is going to be, right? I mean, these folks have scared the daylights out of people. So
right.
Even
and
if they just, say you can open up.
It was rough. It was difficult for that reason. We didn't know what to expect when we were open up. We could open up for outdoor seating. And we spent that weekend. It was on a Thursday where they made the announcements. Luckily, we got our orders in time to get our food orders in and brought the staff back that could prep for the weekend. And they did a fantastic job. And we spent that weekend kind of preparing for I guess, the new normal. We didn't want to go overboard. We wanted to, I mean, it people have been drilled in their heads that COVID, and we spent a lot of time kind of researching, listening to the doctors on what, but I mean, even there, there's so much misinformation out there that we just don't, it's hard to know what is true, like what's true, what's not true, what do we believe, what do we not believe? I mean, and even with these guidelines is that it's not like it's like we get an email saying, all right, this is what you have to do. It's like, there's a press conference. Oh yeah, you have to do all this stuff, and if you don't, then you could be shut down. And it was difficult, but we worked through it, and we got open on that Monday, June 8th, and thank God it's been busy. I mean, the weather's been great, and we were allowed to have outdoor seating, and it's been great. It's nice to see that people are not scared to come out, and it's with all the stuff, and I agree that it's been, I really think it's been kind of politicized, everything across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
Now tell us, because
he has hyped it up.
Now, have you been visited by any inspectors, or tell us about the experiences that you've gone through?
Yeah, so we're a little bit bigger place, and it's on our patio when we opened up. All our tables are at least 6 feet apart, and we have hand sanitized stations that are, we have 12 throughout the restaurant. So we really went overboard. We have signs that please help us practice social distancing, and just whether you agree with it or not, I mean, it makes sense with me and the decisions that we've made at the restaurant. It's like, it's common sense. Like people get uptight about wearing masks and stuff like that, and yes, I feel like with everything it's been politicized, but it makes sense. If you sneeze with a mask on, it's going to be covered, and it's just for that. It's just so we do have signs up that say please wear your mask, and we're following it. So we can't go against, I guess, what we don't want to lose our liquor license. I mean, and that's it. We have 60 plus people now, close to 70. That rely on this as their job, and to a lot of them to feed their family. Mm-hmm. So it's no matter how much I can agree or disagree.
Yeah,
you really have to follow the guidelines.
No, right? I understand. Casey, have you had a sneezing problem? Like, do people sneeze on each other at your restaurant a lot, or no?
Is that happening prior to this?
Was that a big problem
there before?
Yeah, that's just a big thing that we had to talk about.
Yeah, I won't say it for you, but that just shows you how dumb some of this stuff is, right? So, okay,
so
you have been visited by some inspectors.
Yeah, actually, both from the. What's frustrating is that they have these press conferences, and they say that if you see any problems, take pictures and call and let us know. Well, we've had people that have complained that we're not social distancing, and a lot of the people are, because we have such a huge patio and it's set on a nice pond, and it's on a busy street, that it looks, I guess, if you're driving by, it looks like people aren't social distancing.
I wish we could talk to some of these dirtbags. I can't imagine. I can't imagine. Being
get a life.
Yeah, get a life. Honestly,
well,
get a life.
I had a conversation with a lady that called on a Friday night. We're busy. We're trying to do everything that we can. We were just shut down for 3 months.
We were closed.
We lost a lot of. We're just trying to hold on.
Yeah.
And she's telling me, I just drove by BJ's and you're not. No one's social distancing and no one's wearing masks.
Was she social distancing in BJ's? That's what I would have asked her.
I apologize, ma'am, but if you would come here. You would see that all our tables are 6 feet apart. All our employees are wearing masks.
May I see your
this is what happens when the Erie County Health Commissioner, though,
right.
encourages people to turn in other people.
Yep.
This is what they did in communist Russia, folks.
Yes, this is what Cuba. We have folks that have floated over here in shark-infested water, and they said this is what Cuba was like. Get ready. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it bothers me that no one knows what to believe. No one knows what to believe. What's right, what's wrong, works, what doesn't work, it's an election year.
What we do know, though, is that they were 96% off on their projections, right? And to me, I would think being 96% wrong would allow us to be able to go back to some kind of a normal, but they're hell-bent on not making that happen. So when the inspectors came in, what did they do?
So we've actually been visited from the health department. We've had 3 complaints from the health department, and what they do is they'll call someone calls and complains, and it's obviously an anonymous complaint. They just tell us what they said, and they said that this complaint was for, the first one was for no social distancing. So they come in at a random time. They call first. They told me that there was a complaint. I talked to each one of them, and I told them all the policies and procedures that we have, and they said it's great, and they said that we're going to have a follow-up visit every time that there's a complaint, no matter if it's valid or not valid. They have to do a follow-up. They have to call, and then they have to do a follow-up visit. Well, we don't know when they come in, and this has happened 3 times, and they've come in randomly. They say the same thing every time. Everything looks great. Your tables are spaced out appropriately. You have hand sanitized stations all the time. All your employees are wearing masks the right way, and it's just, and that's the same thing every time. Last time they came in, and this is from my manager, they came in last week. I believe they had to have come in with, they might have been police officers, and they came in, they had their guns on,
on their belt.
I can't imagine. So I
did they have a warrant though? Was, by the way, we're talking with Casey Mullett from Neat.
They didn't, and that was But the time in question when I posted on when I was frustrated. This wasn't that time. This was since that happened. The health inspectors came in. The gentleman that came in by himself was from SLA that wanted to go through, and I could touch on that in a little bit. But the health department came in with, they had to have been sheriffs or somebody, but there was like five of them.
It wouldn't have been sheriffs, I will tell you that.
Yeah, I don't think it was sheriffs, but
I don't know who it was, but they were.
That's unreal. So let me get this straight, by the way. Casey, hold on one second because we're going to have to take a break. Will you stick with us here? But I want you – so we've got Casey Mullett on the phone, owner of Neat Restaurant, who's on Transit Road. So we're sending sheriffs in to make sure that people are wearing masks and social distancing. We just had a Black Lives Matter protest there yesterday on Transit Road, and they were smashing windows in.
They attacked somebody.
Yeah, they attacked somebody. I would think our resources are going in the wrong spots. Just saying, by the way. And shame on you. Shame on you, you police officers who are saying, I'm going to answer that call. Shame on you. Let's take a real quick break. We'll come back more with Casey Mullett and from Neat Restaurant. And you got the Financial Guys, Financial Guys Radio Network. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll be right back here. Don't turn the dial. Promise. We have one more segment left. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the show where money meets politics. I'm your host today, Glenn Wiggle, here with Mike Lomas.
It's time to talk money.
Do you know what he's done? The gap between the rich and the poor is going down. We've got 3.6% unemployment rates. Do you know what this man is doing?
The media will come out as the lapdogs, kissing the butt of the Democrat Party.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And didn't really get to any of your calls today. I promise we'll open up the phone lines next week again. We were able to fill in for the great Sandy Beach yesterday. So we were going phone call after phone call after phone call. Figured it would allow us the opportunity here to catch up and talk a little bit about what we wanted to talk about. On the live line with us is Casey Mullett, and Casey is with Neat Restaurant, and Neat is on Transit Road in the Williamsville Amherst area. And Casey, maybe just revisit what you just told us. We were visited by some inspectors from the health department. This is the head of the Erie County Health Department telling us to blow in our neighbors and our enemies. That's what they said. And the liquor authority. But your last visit, just go back to that again and tell us that experience.
Yeah, so they came in, there was, I believe there was four or five of them, and they asked to speak to a manager, and our host at the front went and got the manager. The manager walked around with them, and they've been in before, and the same thing. Everything looks great. Your tables are spaced out. All your employees are wearing masks, and it's just but it's a scene. I mean, this time they came in with four people, and a couple had guns. Whether they were some kind of police agency, and it was, I mean, everyone's taken back by it. Everyone, the customers, the staff. It's like it's a scene.
Yeah,
it's not just come in and let me sit here and observe how you're doing things and your procedures, and I'm not going to make a scene. I agree with coming around and checking places, because I mean there are places that aren't following any type of rules or just going completely against it, whether they want to admit it or not, they are.
Yeah.
I agree with them checking to make sure that they're the first and foremost, the most important thing is the safety of public health. And if they're doing that, but there is a line. To me, there is a line from when I posted, when I was frustrated, was our other visit from the SLA, the State Liquor Authority. The gentleman came in at 10 o'clock or 10 or 10, a little after 10 o'clock. I believe it was on Wednesday or Thursday of last week. And he came in, he announced himself, he showed his badge, and my manager was there. I had just left. My manager was there, and he took him around, noticed that all our staff was in masks, noticed that we were in compliance of everything, now he wanted to look through our register system to see all the open tabs to see if everyone was ordering food with drinks.
Oh, my.
Which was fine. And that,
see, Casey, and you are so polite, man. I would have taken him. I would have ripped him out of that restaurant so fast it's not even funny.
Yeah,
I
my answer would have been, go get a warrant and come back.
What is that going to do? I have to make.
I know it. I know. I know.
Just affecting my, no matter how mad and angry I can be about what's happened over the course, whether I agree, I don't agree with a lot of it.
Yeah. Let me say this though, Casey.
Yeah.
But let me say this. We need everybody to basically say get out.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just about you, and I understand what you're saying is, look, I can't fight the man, right?
It won't happen.
Yeah.
It won't happen.
No.
If collectively we could get together all and speak uniformly on some of the things, but that's the thing. Do you want everyone to think the same exact way that you do?
Well,
I want people to do whatever they want. I want people to have the freedom to exercise their God-given rights to pursue their liberty and their happiness.
You have extremes of that, which happened yesterday on Transit Road, right in front of the restaurant. You let people make their own decision. They're going to smash windows with hockey sticks.
Well, no. But the violence is different, though.
Nobody's condoning
violence. No, you're conflating two completely different things.
And by the way, that's my point. My point is that we're taking police officer resources and let these people are smashing windows. They're not social distancing. Right. They're not wearing masks.
No.
And you're the one
getting harassed.
And they're ruining private property, but you're the one being harassed.
It was a complete scene. Like, you could see that our whole patio was, like, people were videotaping it.
Yes.
And it was like, I get it. Like, they want to be heard. But what is the impact you're going to have by stopping traffic down Transit?
But I look at your restaurant. No. I've been into your restaurant time and time again. It's clean. It's neat. I like that, right? Neat. You can tell you guys care about it. And to me, I can't imagine when people are smashing car windows in front of the place, not taking the resources and reallocating them in a different spot. I also believe that we live in America, and I should have the right to be able to walk into your restaurant without a mask on and eat. I do not have a compromised immune system. I want my children to not have a bad immune system. I want them to have a strong, healthy immune system. I don't want them wearing masks, right? And at some point, when we know we're 96% wrong, we should be able to go back to living our lives not like hermits and hiding from everything, right? And guess what? If I think my immune system is compromised, if I don't trust, then I won't go out.
Well, and if a bar wants to serve alcohol and they want to pack people in and you're uncomfortable with that, don't go to that bar.
Don't go to that bar. That's right. And by the way, I shouldn't have to be told what I'm going to eat. Yeah.
Right. And we don't force anyone to come. If someone feels uncomfortable being around someone.
Oh, I think we lost Casey. Oh,
there. Now on the. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead. You broke up for a second there, but go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I was just saying that I totally agree with that. If someone feels uncomfortable, we're not forcing anyone to come to the restaurant.
Right.
Going out in public, then they don't. They should stay home, and by all means, they should make their own decision.
Yep. I think these people, yeah, absolutely, Kelsey. And, you know, God bless you for coming on the show. We're up against the clock here. We only got a few minutes left. But I appreciate you sharing your story with you. To me, I just think there's much bigger things to police here. If we're really, truly worried about the virus and this virus spreading, then I would think hundreds of thousands of people protesting together, smashing windows, I would think that would be a much bigger virus spreader than 50 people in your bar, of which most of them are already hanging around each other anyways, because I've seen all my friends and I've seen all my family members and I continue to see them, and I'll invite them over to my house if we can't go out and hang out. And so most of those people are already together anyways.
Right. So, Casey, so you show them the receipts. I want you to finish the story.
Yeah, yeah. So we show them, he goes, that there was probably, at the time he came in, there was probably five or six open orders, people at the bar. Everyone had food. We were in compliance on that. He noticed that we have a camera system, and he then asked my manager, can we review some tapes? And that to me is the biggest. So if you're, if they could sit there all day long,
yes,
we're going to be in violation.
Right.
An employee's going to take down their mask. They're going to itch their face. They're going to it's the same thing as if a police officer follows you around in your car all day, you're going to break the law.
That's right.
You're not going to stop at a stop sign correctly.
Right.
You're going to.
So what did you do, Casey?
You're going to go 56 and a 55 at some point.
Sure. Yep. So what did you do when they asked that question?
My manager then called me. He called me and said, "What do I do?" Like I said, "Do what you can. Don't if he wants to see." So, because my fear is that they said, "Okay, you're not following our directions. You're giving me pushback on this. Now I'm going to come back tomorrow and I'm going to find something." And I'm going to take your liquor license away.
Wow!
I mean, that's my worst case scenario. And
yeah.
We have to be in compliance. Like we are. If you can't see that we're doing everything that we can by just visually looking at it, like digging through tapes, and he's going to find something.
Yeah. Well, of course he is.
Did he?
Casey, you need to find an attorney.
No,
man.
He didn't.
You need to find an attorney, big time.
I have enough. I'm busy enough trying to manage the restaurant.
Well, but no offense, Casey.
They'll be back, man.
Look, please go visit his restaurant. Please go to Neat. Please get him some business.
Yes.
This guy deserves it. But here's the problem. When they weren't able to push you around, what do you think they're going to do with the next restaurant,
That's
Casey?
Right. Wait, by the way. They'll be back. The tax collectors will be back.
I'm hoping this is all over with.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
When all this happened, if this is the new norm, then it's going to be a lot worse than it is.
Yep, yep.
I mean, I'm hoping that it's going to go back.
I hope you're.
Has not been affecting my life.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. But Casey, I gotta tell you, they've sniffed their power, and people are letting him get away with it, and it continues to be worse and worse.
It's going too far.
Casey, I'm not asking you to do this, but I am. If you get audited again and they come in, if you can get the names of some of these individuals, I would absolutely love to interview them.
Just call us. We'll show up there with a camera.
Yes.
I'm dead serious, folks.
Yes.
If you want us there, we have a grab-and-go media bag now.
Yep.
We will send somebody to that location with a microphone and a camera to shove in their face and ask them questions.
Yes, because you.
I'd rather not.
Easy.
Do what we can and play by the rules and just for the sake of
God bless you.
God bless you.
Best of luck.
That would not be the case of Mike and Glenn owned the restaurant. We would be playing by the rules, but it wouldn't be Andrew Cuomo's rules. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. I appreciate
you
sharing your
story.
Go to this restaurant, by the way. They do an awesome job.
Give these guys some business.
And just so you know, Casey, when we have folks that come in out of town, you're not too far from our office, and we do go over there and bring them to you, and you guys do a great job. So I appreciate you spending some time with us.
I love that. Thank you guys so much.
Okay, thanks. God bless. Take care. All right. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, only about a minute left in today's show. Very well reserved young man, because that would never happen if that was Mike and Glenn's restaurant.
Yeah,
would be,
very patient.
Are you
kidding
me?
I give him a lot of credit.
Give me the register. Get out of here.
I would have said no. I mean, to be honest with you, here's the problem, though.
Of course, no.
Is that just speaking out, though? See, here's the thing.
Yes, everybody's
you just spoke out against them.
This is communism.
Now I guarantee you they'll be there Monday.
This is communism at its best.
That's terrible.
Communism at its best.
Turn in your friends, folks. Yep. Turn in your enemies. Turn in your family. That's what Erie County Health Commissioner is telling you.
Yeah, this is a joke, by the way. Absolute joke.
Just
please call your elected
this
officials.
This is not the world we want to live in, folks.
And say you're sick of it, by the way. Make sure you load up their phone lines. And if you know of any of these health inspectors, please give me their names. I would love to find out if they're social distancing with their neighbors and their friends and do some interviews. Love the chance to interview some of these folks. All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we're the Financial Guys. If you think like us, use us as a resource, folks. 833-FIN-GUYS. TheFinancialGuys.com. You can go to our website. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And don't forget about our podcast. I mean, we every week, Tuesday evening, Kelsey and our team make sure they post the podcast. So make sure you catch that every week. Okay, God bless. We'll see you next week here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.